It had been less than an hour since Carolina lost to Wake Forest last Saturday, and receiver Jordan Shipp was already thinking about Duke. The sophomore from Charlotte is no stranger to the rivalry dynamics in the Triangle, and he knows the importance of this game to anyone who calls themselves a Tar Heel. Still wearing his smeared eye black in Winston-Salem, Shipp said his focus for the coming week was making sure the senior leaders, such as receiver Kobe Pesor, don't end their careers with a loss to the Blue Devils.
I'm for sure playing a lot for Kobe. You know, this game is for Kobe. Whatever I want to do, I'm doing it for Kobe because I want him to get the bell back in his last game at Keenan. I want him to walk off of his last game at Keenan with a W, especially against Duke, you know. So, I mean, like I said, everything is for those seniors, but in my heart, Kobe for sure.
Last season saw UNC lose the battle for the victory bell, the trophy given to the winner of the Duke-UNC game, for the first time since 2018. Carolina's senior class has had to play a year without the bell in the building for the first time in their collegiate careers. Defensive back Will Hardy, himself a senior who will play his final home game this week, said he appreciated Shipp's passion.
He recognizes the importance of this game, and even at a young age. And so he's a great guy and selfless in the way he prepares and the way he plays. So I really appreciate that about him. I know when I was a freshman, I was up here speaking before the Duke week, and you know, we had the same mindset as freshmen and younger players. You want to win it for the seniors.
But while Shipp and Hardy have each competed in Duke games, many players and coaches in the Keenan Football Center have not. Chief among them is head coach Bill Belichick, who got his first taste of the hostility on Tobacco Road last week at Wake Forest. The Demon Deacons pulled no punches against the Tar Heels, and it's unlikely Duke, which has lost two straight contests and needs a win to reach a bowl game, will hold anything back either. At his introductory press conference in December, Belichick famously claimed his first words to his parents as a young child were, "Beat Duke." At that time, Bill's father, Stephen Belichick, was an assistant coach at UNC, though it should be noted that during Belichick's 3 years on staff, Carolina lost three straight games to the Blue Devils. Bill said his father didn't talk much about the rivalry later on, but also said he was still able to register its importance.
It was the game. It was the game. I mean, I don't think it's Army-Navy, but it's that type of game. You know, here you got a couple other state games like Wake Forest, NC State. I mean, I've said those are big rivalry games too. But, you know, Duke's, that's it.
Of course, UNC will need to beat Duke this week and NC State next week in order to qualify for a bowl game. But traditionally, the UNC-Duke matchup in football has never carried much weight in the bigger picture. Let's face it, neither team is exactly a college football dynasty. From the Tar Heel perspective, all that's important is that the victory bell is currently the wrong shade of blue. Hardy, whose senior class feels the bell's absence more than anyone else on the team, said that is more than enough to raise the stakes.
Yeah, I think it's just another motivator to get that back and have it here at Carolina. You know, my first 3 years here, it spent its time in this facility painted Carolina blue, and so we want to get that back and keep it here. But yeah, I'm looking forward to having a chance to ring it Saturday.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.